backpack that is loaded. Then they must have on a uniform that is capable in the initial onslaught to withstand some kind of chemical weapons. So they are laying down, and it's hot there. Not only there, but throughout the world, it is extremely hot. In Texas, I was looking at the temperature is 110, 15. It feels that hot because of the humidity. And you always blessed us in this region to have some coolness. And for that, I'm very grateful. And as we see his devastation being poured out upon the earth, and it's not because of the things of this homosexual bishop that has been ordained, because first of all, that is not of the body of Messiah. That is even not a part of his call out elect that have been set apart for his glory and his purpose. But this is the pagan form of this demented mind that is in man today. And somewhere Yahweh must establish in the heart of man a mind and a desire that is pure and that is after his own heart. Because if we don't have that, then we all are in trouble. We're all in trouble. Somewhere, because how can you even trust your own heart when your own heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? Somewhere has to come by the anointing and the power of the Father that he established a profound truth in us. And the truth is actually whom he really is. And we truly don't know the manifestation and the power of that revealed one from glory. We all say we do, but we are wrong. We all say we know him in the fullness of his power, and there is a pardon of our sins. This one thing about a man that has been pardoned. When a man has committed an egregious act, he has murdered someone, and he understands the complications of that penalty that he has served, and even the scar upon his name. And all of a sudden, then the governor says to that man, there is a pardon. Do you understand what a pardon is? It is though that the slate is clean. He has never committed that crime. He has never done that thing before. And when that man realized that, he understands the importance of that. First of all, he regains his integrity again. He regains his honor again. And so no one will know him as a murderer, but they will know this man as a man of integrity. His slate is clean. And after all of that, when a man realized that, he is very grateful and very thankful unto that governor, the one that has pardoned him, because he understands that there is no charge at all laid unto him. None whatsoever. And there is no one that can charge him with even that account or that circumstance or that situation that had him in bondage. We come to the realization of that. We come to the fullness of this knowledge and this power. Then there shall be a heart that is one that is very glad. And will rejoice in the power of this partner. That he has paid the price for our sins. And delivered us from every bondage of darkness. Only then. And that's why there is not a voice of consensus. That truly glorifies him and acknowledges him in all things. When a man realizes what he has done. And know whom he is, then his heart is exceedingly glad. When a man doesn't know whom he is, there is no fulfillment in his heart. Why? Because the man's heart is not blessed. And the blessings of Yahweh, it is the fullness. It is the fullness of his knowledge that saturates a man's heart. And a man with that alone, he is satisfied and he is full. And this generation is one that is empty. It's a very empty generation. It doesn't see the value of Yahweh's truth in anything. So that's why it has disdain for those that will speak according to his divine truth and not according to traditions and things that have been laid down by the forefathers. You see, it's one thing that Yahweh did. He laid it down. That's why he came. I want to read something. I want to speak from the gospel according to John. And that is one book that you all ought to read while I'm gone. I want you to read that and take your time and read it. It's only 21 chapters. This is probably one of the most intimate books as the Son deals with the Father. It conveys the very purpose of the Father and His will. And what things or what thing is being done in that natural body that Messiah is in. You look at the word Father, it is mentioned 104 times in the book of John. No other place where it's mentioned more than that, but in Genesis. And Genesis deal with Father Abraham and Isaac and those men. But nowhere the intimacy of the New Testament or the workings of Yahweh's power in John. You must understand, saints, as we think, we probably sit and think it took him a day or two to write this, the compilation of this book, compilation of this book. We think it actually probably took a day or two or three months. But it took 7 years. This book is over a period of span of 7 years of writing. And yet you think about the other men like Philip and Andrew, yet there is no compilation of anything that they have written in the text, not whatsoever. There's no letter, and I'm quite sure that these men wrote letters that were inspired by the same divine spirit as John, James, as Peter, as Paul, and yet there is no letters of these profound utterance from these men that they were the apostles of Almighty Yahweh. And yet John, as he began to speak by this inspired revelation, only the Father could give him that revelation. And once that revelation was understood, then he could see truly Messiah, the hope that was in that piece of earthly flesh. Now we say we understand and we believe that there's a hope in that flesh, but yet our lives do not represent the power of what things that were done in that flesh. For he gave us power to overcome sin and every power of darkness and the workings of darkness. He gave us that authority. I want to begin reading in chapter 1 of John. Now I want to move expeditiously now because I want to be here a little while and I want to get a little rest tonight. But I want you to hear this. It says in John chapter 1 verse 1, listen to this. I know we have read it, but yet we don't see what the scripture says. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh. It was in Him. And the Word was Yahweh. Now I understand what it says in that text you're reading from. I'm reading from the same text. I'm simply putting the Father's name in His proper place and identifying whom the Father is. He says the same was in the beginning with Yahweh. Because with Yahweh He has been simply the Word. He has been the power of His truth. What He says is truth. And there is no question to what He says. All things, listen to that now. Do you hear that? All things, not some things. It says all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And it tells us the power of this Word. In Him was life. In the Father now was and is life. And the light was the light, the awakening of men. Their conscience, their souls coming alive. And the power of the knowledge that there is a great Elohim. That's the life of a man. That he realized that there is something beyond the natural strengths of his flesh. Beyond the limitation of his flesh. But there's a glorious brightness beyond his imagination, his comprehension, his ability to see. And there's a place that is known as the spiritual realm that a man must walk in. We must walk in that. For if we don't walk in that spiritual realm, we are not the sons of Yahweh. Those that are led by the Spirit, the Scripture says, are the sons of Yahweh. That is what the Scripture says. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Listen to this. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. It did not perceive that this was the glory of the Father. And that's what men today, because of their dark traditions and their dark mindset, they cannot see the glory and the power of this great Elohim that has revealed Himself in the body of clay. It says, there was a man sent from Yahweh whose name was John. Now identify this one that was sent, of this glorious witness that should come, the witness of the Father should bear record of the mighty one of heaven. Yet the scripture identifies that man, John. And yet it doesn't identify the Father, the one that sent him. It is one thing that when a king sends one, that one identify in the king's name and the king's authority. And John was sent by Yahweh. For what reason? The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. He came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It says this, listen. John, verse 8, he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lightened every man that cometh into the world. Every man has a conscience and a mind that there is a God. There's a breath in every man that realizes that there is something greater than his ability or his fleshly understanding. Every man, I don't care where he's from, he understands that. Although he doesn't know the great bond, he understands that. Notice, it says this now, it's talking about the Father. It says, he was in the world. And the world was made by him. Now, who is the word made by? It tells us it was made by the Father. It was made by Yahweh. He was in the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. How do I know? It says the same in verse 2. The same was in the beginning of Yahweh. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So it's talking about the Father. It's talking about Almighty Yahweh here. It says he was in the world now, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. They didn't receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe. Now look at what he says. That believe on what? His name. Now this is a generation that doesn't believe on that name. They despise it. To many as believe on his name. Now the Son was in the Father. He cannot come with any other identity but the identity of the Father. He did not come with an identity separate from the Father. Why? Because he was the light, or he was in the Father, and in the Father was the light, and Messiah was that light of the world. So he could not come with a dual identity. It had to be the same as the Father. It had to be the same as the Father. Well, that has no credence. It has no importance at all. Well, we will see as we look at what Scripture says. Because Scripture identifies Messiah. It prophesied of him. Moses wrote of him in the law, what the Scripture says. And the prophets as well, they talked about him. Now don't tell me that Obadiah wrote in Greek. Don't tell me that Jeremiah wrote in Greek. They wrote in the Hebrew, the Syriac language, and they knew the name of Messiah. They knew exactly whom he was. Why? Because they knew the Father. And they knew that this one will come from the bosom. He was the begotten. He was the originator, or the original one of the Father. That is what he was. He was the original one from the Father. That's why he was begotten of the Father. When a man has a son like this man, that son has been begotten of his Father. So was Messiah. He is the anointed one. That is why he is the Messiah, because he is the anointed one. Now I want you to read the entire text here, but I want to jump down to verse 45. As the apostles began to hear this great voice and the calling of Yahweh, the scripture says in verse 45, it says, Philip findeth Nathanael.
and said unto him, now this is what he said. What text did they have? Look at what Philip said. Philip said unto Nathanael, we have found him. We have found him who? Of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. They did write of him. He said, we have found him whom Moses prophesied and he wrote about in the law and the prophets did write about. Now, what writing did Philip have? He didn't have, certainly didn't have this letter. It took 7 years for this letter to be written in its entirety. It took 7 years. It wasn't no 7 month thing. It wasn't 2 or 3 months. It was 7 years. As far as historians and the knowledge of scripture, it took 7 years for the compilation, the compilation of this book of John. And so Philip said, he findeth Nathan and said unto him, we have found him. Of whom Moses in the law, because they had the Torah. They had the laws of Moses. Whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yahshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Then Nathanael said unto him, can there be any good thing out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, come and see. Come and see. For this is the one that Moses wrote about, and the prophets extolled in the writings of the text. Isaiah, Obadiah, they all extol of the great glory of Yahweh's brightness that will come, or the fulfilling of his works in the body of flesh. That's what he's going to do. Even in this last time of this assembly, we're going to fulfill, we're going to finish it all. And without us finishing our dispensation, then those that have gone on, then their work is not complete. So there must be a completion of this work that he has commissioned into our hands. What is this work? Well, there's a trial of this divine faith that comes only from the Father. That faith that we have, it doesn't please the Father. Do you know how Yahweh is glorified in you today? Do you really know how? Huh? The scripture tells us. Herein, Yahshua said, herein is my Father, Yahweh, glorified in you. What is it? Your good works? That ye bear much fruit. 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 That ye bear much fruit. Herein, he says, is Yahweh glorified in you. When there is not much fruit, you're glorifying flesh, corruption, sin. It's not the mighty power of this great one that we say we know. He's not visible in you. Say what you will of man. Herein that we bear much fruit. And so Nathan said, come and see this one. Not only do we hear about him, Philip said, but we know because he is real. It is evident that this manifestation of the Father, it is a reality. For Moses wrote about it, and the prophets prophesied about it. His name has not changed, no more than your name will change 10,000 years from the day. And if you say the power of a name is not important, I will show you then. His name is important. This is a profound truth that Yahweh is only going to reveal. Why did not the other one see this? Why did not all Jerusalem see that? Why that when Messiah began to speak to those religious perverts, they turned to stones to stone him? Why would a man speak on this glorious name, men stone him? The scripture says, I want to read this and I want to come back to John. John chapter 12, same epistle, same gospel, John chapter 12. But I want to read two verses, one in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, and one in Revelation 3:21. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. As Messiah, he is talking unto the saints of Sardis, this dispensation of time whereby there were saints that had gone through much for his namesake. And he said this, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, that overcome this opposition of darkness, This force that pressed against a man's mind. I said to my wife the other day, I said, this is a generation that is totally demented and lost. The mindset, the concepts, the thoughts, they are engineered by powers of darkness. There is no light in their countenance. There's no brightness in their look. And there is no labor of love for things that are righteous at all. It is a generation that is commissioned for the power of darkness. Sure it is. Sure it is. That's why men today will speak evil, say all kinds of things against dignities, against those in authority. They will see that. They have no fear. But if I lose that fear, he's a fool. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name now. He said, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Do you think that your name to him, David, is James? Or James is Willie? Or do you understand that he sees and know your name as Benny? David Lee. And so is his name as well. He said, I will not blot out, your name, out his name, out of the book of life. But look what he says. What a profound statement here. He said, but I will confess. Do you understand what confess is? It is to tell. It is to say it. It is to speak it. It is to make known. I'm not the most educated man in here, but I'm not an illiterate man. I'm an ignorant man in many aspects of life, but I'm not an illiterate man. And I understand that there is wisdom and there is knowledge in this earth that supersede my little worth of understanding that I think that I possess. And there are men that have given their lives to understand one thing. How can you tell a man that has given his whole life to understand the movement of a great white shark? You're going to tell him something about the great white? You're a fool. How are you going to tell a man that has given his life over to understand the anatomy of an ant? How can you discuss that with him? You see, a fool would try to challenge the man's knowledge. But a man that is wise, he would say, teach me. Tell me. I don't understand that. I am more amazed with the great white shark than I'm amazed with that beast. I like him. Because I believe he's about his own business, about the Father's business. Doesn't cohabitate with other great whites. Mimicking look, no smile, just take care of business. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. I want him to know me by name. Because I don't want him to get me confused with Dolphus Miller. I don't want him to get me confused with Joseph Cindy. I want him to know me by name. And he said, I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father. And to confess something, he must make it known. He must speak it. He must say, I know Benny, Randy Horn is your father. He is one that has been made righteous by the blood that was shed on Calvary. You see, he will confess. And a confession is to make known. It is to open up. It is to speak that thing. It is to speak it. And to make it known verbally, not in a quiet way, but verbally, that others may know that thing. And in order for him to confess our name before his Father, then he must speak unto the Father. And he must say, I know that one, for his name is Charles. I know Sean. He said, well, I will confess their name before my Father and before his angels. Now, that is a profound statement. In order for him to profess our name, confess our name before the Father and angels, he must blow the trumpets in heaven. And he says, I want you to know this one. This one. His name is that.
The assertion of the house of Israel is a seed of righteousness birthed by the testimony of this witness that I gave unto him. If there's anything that Messiah did, if you read, I want you to read this entire chapter of the entire book of John. Take your time. You will see how that everything he did here was to bring glory unto the Father, his name, and to make known the mighty power of this one that has sent him. Everything he did. You got to read it to understand that. And take your time with it. Don't just skim through it. Take each word, read each word. That is our problem. Because we don't read each word. No time for speed reading. It's time to get understanding and to comprehend. And we need to do that. He says in the 21st verse of Revelation 3, 21. He says, to him that overcome, will I grant to sit with me now. But he identifies whose throne he's going to sit in. He said, I will grant you to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Now, what son has a father, or understand that he has a father, and he doesn't know the identity of his father? He has made known unto us the identity of his father. And I will show us in Scripture, he brought glory unto the Father, and that was his purpose, that Yahweh would be made known in the earth, and he would not be confused with Baal, Lord, Dad, Good, God, but we would know him. And in this hour he is revealing unto his people that their hearts will be open unto his divine manner, only to them. I will show you in Scripture. Let me move on. Now the Scripture says in St. John chapter 12, verse 27. John chapter 12, verse 27. I want all of y'all, please read all 21 books of John. Don't try to read it all in one night. Just read two or three, four chapters. Just take your time. You husbands and wives, you read it. You sit down with your children, just read it. And read it slowly. And you'll get great understanding out of this text of Scripture. John chapter 12, verse 27. Yahshua said, as he understood the great time of affliction that he would encounter, he said, now is my soul troubled, distressed, and perplexed. There's some kind of diversion in my soul. It's perplexed. It's in a stray. And what shall I say? What do I say? How do I respond? He says, Father, look at what he said now. Save me from this hour. He was simply saying, keep me sound. Preserve my mind, Father. That's what he said. He said, Father, save me. He didn't say deliver me. He simply said, save me. Keep me sound, Father. Keep me in tune. Save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. That was a cause and a reason that he came to this hour. He says, Father, and the next verse, Father, glorify thy name. You understand that? It is for his name to be widely acclaimed and to be known. He said, Father, why not to Father, preserve me, but Father, in this vexing hour, for his soul, he said, was troubled. For there was distress in his mind. His heart was being troubled. Yes, it was. I believe what Scripture says. He was troubled. And he said, Father, glorify thy name. Not glorify yourself, but your name. He didn't say make yourself known. He said, glorify your name. He make it acclaimed, make it known in the mouths of these fools and these heathens that there's only one, and it's you, Yahweh. Glorify thy name. Not glorify me. He said, glorify thy name. A man in that kind of distress, I believe I would say, deliver me or help me out of this. But he said, Father, glorify thy name. And the scripture says, then came there a voice from heaven saying, look at what the Father says. I have both glorified it. What? What was he glorifying? What is the it? His name. He said, I've both glorified it and will glorify it again. That's to say, you haven't seen nothing at all. Yahweh said, as Moses spoke unto him, he said, who do I tell Pharaoh that I am? That you are, that sent me. He said, tell him that I am, sent you. Did not Yahshua say the very same thing? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. That I am. It's one thing that we have not given our minds diligently to search Scripture. Oh, you will read the Scripture. And it will conform to your belief and your tradition. And you think you have a revelation of it. What Yahweh is doing in this hour, as he did with Nathanael and Philip, he's revealing himself to his people. And there will be no doubt. Philip said, come and see, man. This him. No doubt at all. And Yahshua said unto Nathanael, he said, I saw you when you sat under the fig tree. He said, I saw you. And Nathanael said, you saw me? He said, yeah, I saw you. Yahshua said, you believe that? He said, yes, I believe that, Messiah. He said, now because you believe that, because I said that, you believe that, then you shall see greater and mightier things simply because you saw that or you believe that. And because we don't believe in his name, we're not going to see the great mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. He has one time winked at our ignorance, but now he is calling every man everywhere for his mind, his ways to be changed. You know, it's a sad thing. That even in what we call the church, I call it the whorehouse, when they call an openly faggot dog, the scripture tells us the qualifications of a bishop. And it's not a freak. It's not a woman. And he is unabashedly, he is not ashamed at all. What a vile thing. Why would they receive a man like that? 15,000 people voted him in his parish. Because they received not the love of Yahweh's truth. He gave them over to vile affection. So he's going to allow a dog, because they are dogs. He's going to allow a dog to comfort them. I'm not talking about a four-legged beast either. I'd rather have a four-legged dog like Job did, came with compassion and licked the sores, and even as Lazarus. But I wouldn't want a beast like that that has no hearts. Those canines that I have over there, they have a. It's not a feeling toward me. It's just an ingrained instinct that they have toward me. They understand that I'm the Messiah. Yes, they understand that. They like Calvin, but they know where the bread comes from. They understand that quite well. That they will run at Calvin and they'll jump on him, but when they come to me, that's a different attitude when they see me. Their whole mindset changed at that. As much as Calvin knocked them down to keep them off, they will still jump on him, but they will never do that to me. Why? Because I taught them in the beginning. And they do no better. So they just won't do that. It's a little fear that with me more so than Calvin. Believe me, they fear me. Because you believe that, Nathanael, you're going to see mighty and great works. This is an unbelieving generation. You always said, I have glorified my name, and I will glorify it again. Listen, verse 29. The people therefore that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake unto him. Yahshua answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your purpose, your sake. He is revealing his name today, not because he needs us to call him by name, but it is for your sake to know him. We're going to have a personal relationship with the Father. And every child that has a father has a personal, and it must be personal with the Father. And the way the Father deals with this one, it doesn't deal with that one in the same manner, but yet it deals with that one in the very same manner. They heard this profound utterance. They heard it. And they said, must be an angel. And it was like thunder too. It was not some quiet voice. Do I believe that this is the totality of that conversation? Could be. And it could not be. It could be just what Yahweh inspired in the heart of John to write. Just that. Why? Well, if you can't believe this account, you wouldn't believe it if he wrote 10,000 words. If you can't receive 5 words, you're not going to receive 10,000 words. You don't even have the mindset to read 10,000 words. You don't even want to read 5 words. So if he wrote 10,000 words in this account, would you believe it any the more? When Nathaniel believed him because he said, I saw you. 4 little words, I saw you. And he believed that. Because you believe this, then there are greater things that you shall see. And there's a greater manifestation of my power that shall be revealed unto you. And I believe that because we believe his truth. We believe it. What is that? Well, having confidence in what he says. Having confidence in what he has done. Having confidence in the order of things that he has ordained. This is a vile generation. For they will tell, we have seen it happen here. They will say, you say you're mad of Yahweh, you will do what we say. You will do things according to our liking, and we will not receive you if it's not according to our disliking. They will go to hell. They will die in their sins and their corruptions and their wickedness. Any man. Not because I've been bought with the price. And I am no more my own. I've been bought by him, the master. So that's why he can speak to me. He walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me that I am his son. Oh, he tells me that. How? Oh, all the day as I inquire of him. In singing, in scripture, keeping my mind pure. This is a generation that is very barren. They don't know the Savior. The scripture tells us, but they don't really know him. I'm going to preach that when I come back too. I'll show you things that you think you know, you really don't know. The scripture says in the 12th chapter, I'm going to drop down to verse 49. Same chapter. He says, for I have not spoken of myself. That's what Messiah said. That's in red. He said, but the Father who had sent me, he gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. He said, so the rhetoric, if you were to call it rhetoric or the words, he said, I have a commandment of the Father. I have a law that is in me to speak just what he say and just what he told me to say. Nothing else. When a man has the unction of the Spirit of Yahweh, he will speak just what the Father says. This vile generation speak everything of their evil hearts. For the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I'm telling you, my friends, you're going to have to be baptized in water in his name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And there's one thing he gave us for assurance, that there was an evidence of tongue when a man received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He gave us that for the initial, the evidence that the Spirit would confer with him. And I believe that. That's doctrine. He says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment which I should say and what I should speak. Listen to this in verse 50. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father saith unto me, so I speak. He shall speak nothing of my own accord. He's everything that I speak to Father. What man will come and identify one, and yet let us not know whom he is or his name? If he says everything he is speaking is from the Father, certainly he must identify this one, whereby he's given him the command and the charge to speak. He came to make known the glory of the Father. He really did. That was his purpose, to glorify the Father's name. And yet in that body, that's where he said, Father, glorify thy name. Make it known. Make it known. It's been hidden by the pagan and the traditional heathenish ways
that man has instituted, and we've all been taken by it. And yet Yahweh said, I'm going to free, like he did with Israel. Oh, I know what folks say. That name, Jesus, that guy saved him. You're a liar. You're not even saved in the name of Jesus. If you were saved even in that name, there would be an ecstatic or an exalting of that name. You would praise him. You would glorify him. You're not even saved when there is no fullness of his blessing in your heart, whereby you don't extol him. You've had a religious experience, honey. You had no born-again experience. For a man to get a born-again experience, he acknowledged the one that has made him free. You tell me you tell me you're bound in the shackles of bondage. And you know what he has made you free from. You don't, there's no accolation in your loins to acknowledge him. You are a fool and you're deceived. And that's a fact. Somewhere, every now and then, he is going to be the pinnacle of your thought, your mind. And you will make known his name too. Oh, even if you say, look what Jesus has done for me. Sure you will. And that's a fact. The scripture says in John 15, verse 8. I want to read this. I quoted it. Yahshua said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be mine. Now you shall be my disciples. What was he saying? You understand what a disciple is? It is one that has been disciplined after that manner. So Yahshua understood the very power of flesh, how a man can walk in the discipline of the Father, even in flesh. Now that's what he came to give unto us. Your way would have been unfair. If Yahshua was not, he said that my soul is exceedingly troubled. He said, my soul is troubled. My soul is troubled because in one place he said, my soul is exceedingly troubled. So if he did not experience those things of life to bring the discipline to acknowledge the Father and to call upon him, then how can we know it? How can we understand that? If he was not touched by the same infirmities as we are, how can we know that? Herein is my Father glorified. He didn't say, herein I'm glorified. He said, the Father. Herein is the Father glorified. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. You bear no much fruit. He says, so shall ye be my disciples. There's a discipline to your life. There's a correction. There's a walk. There's an understanding. There's a knowledge of the Father. And you understand it's a fearful thing to fall in the hand of the living Yahweh. You understand that it's a fearful thing and you will do right. Sure you will. One more verse here. He says in John 16 verse 28. What a statement. This is one of the most intimate books of pure reverence and glory unto the Father. He said, Yahshua said, I came forth from the Father. He said, that's where I came from. He did not come of his own. And man today, they have totally annihilated the Father. Our worship process has always been that way. Been very little acknowledging of. That's why you got the Jesus soul and the Jesus Christ only first, and the Yahshua is only. No, you can't deny the Father. He said, I came from the Father. You can't even come unto your sure Messiah as the Father draw you unto him. He said, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. He said, again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. He's telling us where he's going. He said, I'm going back to the Father. I'm going to him. I came forth from him. It was the birth of the Father that brought me forth for a purpose. To glorify his name. His name had been ostracized. It had been in the dungeon. They had esteemed Baal and Tophet and Melcom and Moloch and every kind of vile deity there is. Same thing today. The Anglican communion, the Baptist communion, the Methodist communion. These are powerful beings and gods. That's why they walk under the auspice of the power of that spirit. And when a man comes under the ordination of that strength and that denomination, why? 15,000 people accept and openly talk to be their bishop. A bishop must be a man that's sober and grave. Not given to wine, not a drunk, not a striker. He must be a wise man and a pervert. And they say, this is our bishop. Well, that is not strange because the scripture shows us where the gods. They had men like that. They had their priests. Sure they did. With Elijah. The prophets of Baal. The priests. It's no strange thing. None whatsoever.
the priests of Dagon, the soothsayer, the magicians, they threw down their staffs and then, boom, they became serpents too. Sure they did. But there's one about the one that knew the I Am. His I Am consumed all the little ones. Different. Sure did. Sure did. You're always going to have to transform, renew our minds, saints. We've had a cluttered, filthy, vile mind. We've had a religious mind. Say what you will. That's what we've had. He said, I'm going to straighten this thing out. Oh, I believe if Yahshua all the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, he was troubled. He was vexed until he broke through to that place whereby he knew that it was the Father's glory. He said, I'm ready then. And we're going to confess the same thing. I'm ready. I'm ready to be offered up. Whatever you say. To live for you, to die for you, makes no difference. The scripture says in John, the same book of John, chapter 4. Glory to the Father. John chapter 4, verse 23 through verse 26. The woman of Samaria. I'm not going to read all this. I want to bring forth a point here. John chapter 4, verse 23. Yahshua, as he spoke unto this woman, he said, but the hour cometh. And look at the expression here. And now is. Now is the acceptable time of Yahweh. When you hear the word of Yahweh, harden not your heart as in the days of provocation. He said, but the hour cometh, and now, this it now. When is the now as we read this? Now is. When true worshipers, shall worship the Father. That's what he said. They shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Yahshua is the truth of the Father, for he came to glorify and to bear witness of his name. To make it known, saints, we can truly cry, Abba, Abba. The strength of our hope. The Messiah has given that unto us. He was anointed of the Father, which are in heaven. He said, we worship the Father in spirit, in life. And that's not a capital S, but I believe what it means, spirit. It is the spirit of man that gives him life. When a man has a spirit in him, he has life. When you don't have no spirit in you, he has no life. That's why you're dead, plucked up, there's no life in you. He says, spirit and in truth. For who seek you that? He said, for the Father. Seek as, E-T-H, continuously. Seek as such to worship Messiah, not to worship him. He wants all worship directed to him. And when you identify, when you know Yahshua, you will know the Father. And you will be grateful unto the Father for Messiah. And you will bless the Father for that. Sure. He seeks such to worship him. He will not share his glory with anyone else. He seeks those to worship him. When a man truly knows the Son will say, bless the Father. Sure he will. He says, your way is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, integrity, and honesty. That's why there's no great power in the midst today. Because the heart's not full of truth, full of lies, deception, the deceit. He said, behold, an Israelite. It's what Yahshua said of Nathanael. In whom there is no guile. Do you not understand that there was no guile found in the mouth of Messiah? He said there was no guile in Nathanael. He didn't speak foolish words. He didn't say things. No guile. Ah, what a statement. The woman said unto him, look at what she says now. Verse 25. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh. That's what she said. Look, which is called Messiah. When he is come, he will tell us what? All things. And all things were made by Yahweh. He will tell us all things. She said, I know. How does she know? For scripture told her so. For Moses told her and the prophets told her. She said, I know Messiah shall come. And when he comes, he shall tell us all things. Yahshua said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I am the promise of the Father. I am the hope. I am Messiah. I am Yahshua. I'm He. That's why He told her all things. She ran and told them that this man told me everything. And when the city ran to hear what this man had to say, they did not believe her just because of what she said, the scripture says. Then they believed because they heard him. Because they heard him. And they truly believed in. They believed. Because he told her all things. And that's what he does. That's what the Spirit of Truth does. It tells us all things. That's why when the Holy Ghost comes, it first of all reproves the word of sin. It shows you your sins. Garnish the house and cleanse it. That there may be a relationship with the Father. Every son has his Father's Spirit. So who it is, he has the Father's Spirit. He has the Father's Spirit. He has the Father's Spirit. And after his son, he will have his Father's Spirit. His dad is a wise man, he will be a wise man. Dad is a fool, he will be a fool. And as you always said in that family, the solitary one and save the one. I bless you, Father. Turn quickly to chapter 5. I got these lined up sequentially so that I can move expeditiously. John chapter 5, verse 17. How he made known the glory of the Father. What a beautiful thing. But Yahshua answered them. Look at what he says here. He says, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. As my Father worked, he says, at the same time, my Father worketh now. That's what he says. My Father, not just work now, worketh, E-T-H. There's a process that continuously, there's no impeding of that process. He says, my Father worketh hitherto at the same present time. If you look up that word hitherto, it will tell you at the present, at this time, at the moment. Hitherto, and I work. Well, who's your Father? Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him. Why? Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but he said also that Yahweh is his Father, making him equal with Yahweh. So they sought to kill him. Oh, the Sabbath was not the grave issue. It was because he said, as that text says, God is my Father. Now, why was that so strange? Because the kings, if you listened to Esther last night, you listened to those stories. Every king was birth of the God. That's why he had power with the gods. Every king, his lineage was from God. But he said that Yahweh, and that name they said, no, no, no. That's why the world says the same thing today. That's why they seek to kill you. I heard that bishop, that dog, he's not a bishop. He said the thing that kept him strengthened during this ordeal was Psalms 27. Now read Psalms 27. I've looked at it, all right. I'll listen to what people says. And this pervert, he doesn't even know scriptures. You have to read Psalms 27. And he said, I am commissioned and commanded by Jesus Christ to do just what he has called me to do. I said, what? I said, Father, this world is so vile, so corrupt. They don't even know what's pure, what's right. That's why they killed Messiah. They didn't even know him. If the prince of this world had known him, they didn't know him. And that's why you kill him today, because you don't know him. When he speaks to you, you rail. When he shows you your sins and your vile, rebellious ways, you rail against him. You don't know him. And woe unto you. Woe unto this house. Judgment must first begin at Yahweh's assembly. And if it began first with us, where shall the wicked, the unholy, and the sinners appear before him? Tell me. You're going to be judged by everything you say. Every tongue that rises up in judgment against you shall be condemned. This is the heritage. This is what those that love Yahweh, this is the heritage of them that love Yahweh. That's the heritage. I believe it. I trust the Father for that. Oh, yes, I do. He says in the 19th verse, "Then answered Joshua and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself." Did he not say that? Did the Messiah did not say that? He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." That's why we are truly sons. We can't do nothing in of ourselves, but we are led by the Spirit of Yahweh. And don't tell me the Spirit leads you to lie, to cheat, and to speak. Don't tell me! Unless you're always anointing! Because you're to speak evil things, don't you know? Every word you speak, you're going to be judged by it. Everything you say is taken into account. The Father hears it. He sees it. Joshua said, why is he saying that? Because I want you to know that everything is of the Father. I'm trying to point you to the Father. What the world has done is pointing you away. I'm trying to bring you back to the Father. I'm trying to bring you to the Father. Every prophet tried to bring them to the Father. Every judge tried to bring them to the Father. That's what the Spirit does. That's why Joshua says, I will pray to the Father. And he will send you another comforter. I want you to know who's sending this. And anything you ask in my name, when you ask it in his name, you know that Yahweh has sent him. You trust that. You believe that. If you believe that little simple thing, then greater things that we can do. You see, the problem is that we just don't believe that. Oh, we all say we do. You go to every whorehouse in America, and they all say they do. And they will not lay down their lives for him. No fruit bearing. That's how the Father is glorified. And we bear much fruit. And then we can just follow Messiah and just be his disciples. They're true men today. He's not looking for pedigree. He's looking for his call out, elect, yes, ordained from the foundation of the earth. And that one will know the Father. That's who he's looking for. He's not looking for a white man or a black man. He's looking for those that he has called and elected according to his purpose and his grace. That's who he's looking for. That's all. And that's all he's going to save too. He's going to save just that few. It's going to be a small remnant. And it's not going to be what men think it is. I'll never forget as you always spoke to me that day. He said, "Son, don't be discouraged. And I won't let no man discourage my heart." He said, "Because this way you're not going to find men." And every day I understand that clear. His way? When he walked the way of Calvary, how many followed him? Just those precious daughters of Zion, they followed him from afar. And because they were women, they were holy women, they knew that they would not mess with them. That's why. But all the apostles ran and they turned their back on him. They were betrayers. And if they betrayed him, I'm not above him. Men will betray me. He says in verse 20, John chapter 5, verse 20. He said, "For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things," not some things, "all things that himself the Father doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye now," he's going to show the Son greater works than what he has shown him, "that ye may marvel." That ye may marvel. That ye may marvel. You may be astounded with what he's doing and what he's saying. He says he's going to show him greater works that ye may marvel. He says, "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." Why? Because he doeth the works of the Father. Why? Verse 23, I want to drop down. He said that all men should honor, to know the value, to know the purpose of the Son, that all men should esteem the Son, even as they honor the Father. And he says this, "He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him." You can't honor the Son and not honor the Father. If you truly know the Son, you know the Father. And the Son came in the Father's power, his name, authority. He came in the image and the person expression of the Father, that the Father may be known, that there will be no duplicity there. He says in the same chapter in verse 38, He's talking to these rebellious Jews, those that say they are saints and born again. He says, ye have not his word abiding in you. See, if a man truly has the word of Yahweh abiding in him, he said, for whom he hath sent him, ye believe not. We don't believe that he came in his Father's name. We don't believe that he came to glorify his Father. He said, you don't even believe whom he sent. And that is a sure sign you don't have any word abiding in you. He goes on to tell them, search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Oh, I love Jesus. I know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told you to search the scriptures. Now, Yahshua had to be talking about some scriptures. What was he talking about? Moses and the prophets. You got to go back to the beginning, saints. You got to go back to the old, ancient ways. It'll bring you up to the new path. Sure will. Because the old ancient way will give you understanding of the light of the new way. It's the fullness of Yahweh expressed in the earth. The fullness. And he expressed that in the Son. So has he done that in us? That truly possesses spirit. That's why we can cry, Abba, Ma. That's why we can rejoice. That's why we can bear much fruit. Why? Because we know the more fruit we bear, he is glorified. And we work. He is the husbandman, isn't he? Isn't Yahweh the husbandman? And he said that every tree that beareth not forth fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire of hell. That's what he said. You can reject that all you want to. You already got to work on your soul. Don't worry about working on my soul. Because this kind of preaching works on my soul. You got to begin to work on your soul. Begin to see that wicked, corrupt heart of yours. For the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Nobody but Yahweh. So how does he reveal your heart? By the preaching of his truth. By the hearing of the word of faith. That's how. He shows your intent, every motive, every purpose, everything that is deceitful and vile, everything that is corrupt. He reveals everything that is in you. You say you have the Holy Ghost. Did the Holy Ghost reprove the world of sin? That's the first thing it does. Shows you the darkness in you. Stop your lying ways. Stop your corruption. Rejoice in Yahweh always. And again I say rejoice. I want to drop down to verse 43. Listen to this. Verse 43. He says, I am. Who do I tell Pharaoh that sent me? I am. That's what he said. Who do I say that sent me? Tell him I am. That I am. Yahweh knows exactly what he's doing, saints. And because we have not searched the scriptures, we just don't know things. No, saints, I don't get this understanding from reading books, I'm telling you. It's just opening my heart up unto him sincerely. I do open the dictionary. I will not lie on that one. And I do open the concordance. I have a good, strong concordance, and we all need one of those. Because then we can understand the proper placing of words. Brother Allen and I were discussing a word today, other day, and he found the proper placement or Strong's, how that word is actually placed. And it's so beautiful once you understand that, once you see it. So I do have a strong concordance. I do have that. I have four or five Bibles. And I do search the scriptures. And read them too. And sometimes I study diligently. And at times I just simply read. He said, I am come in my, that's possession there, my Father's name. Why they didn't receive him? He said, and ye received me not. That's why they did not receive him. If he came in the name of Baal, they would have received him. If he came in the name of Molech, they would have received him. They said, oh, you're not the true one, so. He said, ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another? And seek not the honor that cometh from Yahweh only. You don't want the honor of the Father. And the way you get that honor of the Father, you honor the Son. And when you honor the Son, then the Father will honor you. Because the Son will confess your name before the Father. And you will be made known unto the Father. If you honor the Son, you think he's going to confess someone else's name before the Father? He's going to confess your name. Verse 45, he said, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. Now, he's talking to those Israelites. He said, don't think that I will accuse you to the Father. He said, there's one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. He said, that's the one that accuses you. That's the one that tells the Father how stubborn, rebellious, how you reject him, how you reject his oracles, his name, how you want to hide and say that that name, we don't want to pollute it. He wants us to know him. That's a very intimate thing when a son knows his father. They nothing like that. He wants us to know him as a father. He wants us to know him by his name, that we may know whom we trust in and have no doubt about that. He says, verse 47, now this what? Now, Yahshua said this, but if ye believe not his writings, Moses, how shall ye believe my words? If you don't believe what Moses said about him, you're not going to believe the words of the New Testament. He said, if you believe not Moses' writing, how are you going to believe my words? Is that not what the scripture says? If you don't believe what he said, he said, if you don't believe what Moses said, see, folks, what that was, no. That's what Messiah said. He said, there's one that even accused you, Moses. And if you don't believe Moses, how are you going to believe what I say? It is written what Moses said. And if you don't believe that, you will never believe me. And because they didn't, they were hypocrites. They didn't believe Moses. It's like men today don't believe Moses. No more they believe Isaiah. They believe what they want to believe for their own satisfaction, for their own fleshly pleasures. There's so many good things in this book. Everything in here is good. Every scripture is profound. Man, with all his pollution, yet Yahweh has done a great thing. He has. Even as he has tried to pollute it. But don't tell me he hasn't done that. You are ignorant if you think he hasn't. That's why Yahweh is going to lead us by his Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit. That's what Scripture says. They are the sons of Yahweh. And Yahweh is the Spirit. And that's what Messiah said? Ah, all right then. That's New Testament doctrine. All right. We need to even understand that too. Ah. Let me move quickly. Chapter 6. Verse 26. Chapter 6, verse 26 through verse 29. John. I can move a little quicker this way because I can go from... I would like to go from this one back to that one, but if I go this way, I can move a little quicker. Just have ears to hear what the Spirit says. John 6, 26. Yahshua answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. He said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Listen, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. How can he do that? For him hath Yahweh the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of Yahweh? Yahshua answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahweh, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. That's what the work of Yahweh is, the Father. That you believe on him whom he has sent. That's the work of the Father. That you believe on him whom the Father has sent. Not the one that came on his own, but the one whom the Father... See, that's the work of the Father. And this ignorant generation doesn't... That's the work of the Father. That you believe on him whom he has sent. For he came to glorify the Father and his name. And when a man believes on him, he will glorify the Father. Because the Father and the Son are one. For he came in that glorious, righteous name of the Father. To make known his divine truth. And this person of the Father. That we would know without a shadow of doubt. And there would be no questioning of the things that Yahweh has spoken unto us. And so every word is of value. I believe that, saints. The scripture says in John chapter 6, verse 63. And John chapter 8, verse 663. I'm going to read here. Messiah said, as he began to give them instruction as to what things they must do, eat his flesh and drink his blood. And they began, many heard what he said. The scripture says many heard. And they said, it's a hard saying. Who can receive it? Who can hear that?
And he says in verse 63 of John chapter 6, Yahshua said, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In the Father was the life, and that life was the light of the world." He is not taken away from his identity for no man. "But there are some of you that believe not. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were that believe not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me." You can't even come to Messiah. You say, "I got saved in Jesus' name, and Jesus this." You can't even come unto Messiah unless he said, "Except it were given unto him by my Father." That's the only way you're going to come unto him. You're not going to even know him unless the Father bring you unto him. This is an ignorant generation. Their theology and their tradition and their doctrines. He says, "Therefore I said to you, no man can come unto me except it was given," it was granted now, "given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Yahshua said unto the 12, "Will ye go also? Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Yahshua, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." So he said, you have the hope of the Father. You have the words of eternal life. "And we believe and are sure, we understand, that thou art Messiah, Son of the living Yahweh." And I said, Son of the living God. We know thou art the Son of the living Yahweh. We know that. Why, Yahweh liveth. He's not dead. He liveth. Yahshua answered them, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He said, "I am." Again now, "I am. Who should I say sent me? I am." He said, "I am one." He said, "I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me." Then said they unto him, "Where is thy Father?" Yahshua answered, "Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also." So if you know Yahshua, you know the Father also. You can't deny the Father. You can't deny his name. You can't deny him, because if you know Messiah, you know the Father also. He said, "If you know me, you know the Father also. If you know me, if you know me. And if you know me, as the Son honoreth, every son honoreth his Father, I honor the Father. And you and me, you're going to honor the Father." Sure we are. That's the truth. That's the truth. And if we're not in him, we're not going to honor the Father. "Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also." That's simple to read. St. John chapter 6, verse 32. Then Yahshua said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses," listen now, he said, "Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." Now his Father now. He said, "The bread of Yahweh is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." He said, that's the bread of the Father now. Then look down at verse 37. I'm not going to read all this over. He said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." Not only though, we're saved because the Father has brought us unto the Son. It is by the Father's hands. He said, "All that the Father give me shall come to me." If you're not giving unto him, I don't. He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. "And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Verse 38. "For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." It's the Father's will to save you. He's going to save those that he has ordained before the foundation of the earth. He said, "And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should not lose nothing." Now that's the power of the Father in me, that everyone he's given me, I can't lose him. "And he shall raise it up again at the last day." Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last days. Look at verse 44. He said, no man can come unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. You can't even come to Messiah unless the Father bring you to him. Verse 45. He says, it is written in the prophet. It is written in the prophet, and they shall be all taught of your way. You mean that's been written in the prophet? They shall all be taught of your way? You see, that's what the Father, any father wants to do. What? Every man, therefore, that have heard and have learned of the Father, coming to me. See, we haven't heard of the Father. You haven't learned of the Father. You say what you want to. He said, every man and have learned of the Father, coming to me. See, that's why most folks can't come to Yorkshire, because they haven't learned of the Father. And he says in verse 46, not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of Yahweh, he has seen the Father. He that is born of the Father, he has seen him. May Yahweh bless you tonight. May give you strength, peace in your hearts, for he's coming. I believe that. I charge you all, read that. Read the Gospel of John. Take your time and really read his things. Don't rush through it. Just take your time and read it. Sit down and just read the words, really. It will bring a great enlightenment unto you. That's everything in his profound. May Yahweh bless you tonight. Be encouraged, saints, for his coming. It says the root of wisdom is the fear of Yahweh, and the branches thereof are long life. A furious man cannot be justified. The sway of his fury shall be his destruction. Parable of knowledge are as in the treasures of wisdom. But godliness is an abomination to the sinner. If thou desire wisdom, keep the commandment, and Yahweh shall give her unto thee. Be not an hypocrite in the sight of men, and take heed what thou speakest. Exalt not thyself, lest thou fall, and bring dishonor upon thy soul, and so Elohim discover thy secret and cast thee down in the midst of the congregation. Because thou camest not in truth to the fear of Yahweh, but the heart is full of deceit. Be swift to hear, and let thy life be sincere, and with patience give answer. If thou hast understanding, answer thy neighbor. If not, lay thy hand upon thy mouth. Now that sounds almost like Old Testament to me, doesn't it? That's from the Apocrypha. That, I don't know if you pronounce it, Sirah, Sirah, Asha'ah. I don't know which way you pronounce it. It's one of them, all right. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraging. Pray one for another. Let us stand to our feet. Father, in all things, we bless you. We praise you. We love you tonight. We bless you for your goodness and kindness. Take the saints down the highway safely and protect them from the wiles of the enemy. Bless the saints, fathers. Bless every brother. Get them strength, every sister. Touch them all, Father. Each house, each heart. The desire of being pure unto thee. Bless your house, ye, and all of our brothers and sisters. We love them all, Father. Bless them and keep them all in your sure mighty name, I pray. The Father bless you all.